there's always that FOMO, right, that gets to you. And that's why most people don't like one-to-ones, because we have this intrinsic desire to have these big hero wins. But there's something to be said about consistency. There's something to be said about stifling that monster inside of you that begs for these big, juicy winners, that pride, that ego inside of you. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. So I took a trade the other day that was physically painful, and it hurt me. And today, I want to make the case that maybe you should trade the same way. It's just me today. Jordan is... both of our schedules were weird, and we couldn't make them line up to record together. So he's recording his own episode. I'm recording my own episode, and we'll just put them up and see which one people like better. So I put up a trade. I posted this on Twitter or X for the psychopaths out there. I love Elon and everything, but X, man, I don't know what the thought process was there. But anyway, Anarchy Trading, at Anarchy Trading on Twitter or X, and you'll find us there. I posted it the other day, and it was painful, and I'll tell you about it at the end. But what I wanted to do was try to convince you to trade in the same way that that physically hurt me. I've been messing around lately with trading lower risk to reward, specifically like 1-to-1, maximum 1 to 1.5, just messing around with it, playing with some different risk to rewards, and I'm digging it. I want to be really clear before I dive into why I think this might help some people. We've talked about risk and reward before, and there's nothing magical about changing it. It doesn't change your risk to reward, doesn't change the math of profitability, right? It just doesn't. So this isn't going to magically make you profitable, but there's a couple of really good reasons why I think trading lower risk to reward, especially as a beginner, might help you guys a lot. And I want to dive into that today. Just to start off, this is not to disparage anybody who uses higher risk to rewards. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Jordan and I have long used. I use 1-to-2, 1-to-3 for the longest time. Right, that's how we've traded for the longest time. Just a few weeks ago, we had John on the podcast. He trades 1-to-5 and is obviously incredibly successful at it, makes a lot of money doing it. So it's definitely doable higher, and it's very useful. But I want to make the case that, especially for beginners, there's two specifically very, very good reasons why you might find it helpful to trade 1-to-1, 1-to-1.5 risk to reward. So the first main reason: while trading lower risk reward doesn't change the math of profitability, right? In a perfectly random market, if you're trading randomly, trading a 1-to-2 risk to reward isn't going to make you any more profitable than trading a 1-to-1, right? So if you're just randomly taking trades and you have a 1-to-1 risk to reward, you're going to lose half and you're going to win half, and you're not going to make any money. You're going to break even. Same thing for 1-to-2. You're just going to win less, but you're going to make more. So you're going to win only a third, but you're going to make twice as much when you do win. So it's going to break even. In a perfectly random market, and as a beginner, you are reasonably random. If you're not random, you're reverse random, you're actually hurting yourself. But if in a perfectly random market, if you're a break-even trader, changing your risk to reward doesn't change your profitability. But what it does do, and we've talked about this briefly before, what it does do is it changes the math of blowing your account in major, major ways. And for beginners, that's huge, especially in the world of prop firms. And a lot of beginners use prop firms, whether that's Forex prop firms, whether that's futures prop firms, which Jordan and I now use because we live in the US and the Forex prop firm space kind of blew up recently, kind of just burnt to the ground in the US due to regulation. So now Jordan and I are using futures prop firms. But in the prop firm space, if you lose 10% of your account, you're out. You're kicked out of the program. And so it's really, really important to not lose 10%. It's typical 10%, 8%, something like that. I'll say 10% for this just to make the math easier. But it's really, really important not to lose 10%. And so making sure you survive is really, really important when you trade. So trading lower risk to reward helps you survive much longer and changes the math on how likely it is to blow your account just due to dumb luck in significant ways. Great example. You're taking a one-to-one risk to reward, right? You risk, let's say, 1% to make the math easy. And so you'd have to lose 10 trades in a row to blow a prop firm account, right? You lose 10 trades in a row, you're risking 1%. And so you lose 10 in a row and you're down 10%, you're out, okay? The chances of you losing 10 trades in a row at a one-to-one, if you're just a break-even trader, is 1 in 1,000, roughly, right? It's losing a 50% bet 10 times in a row. It's about 1 in 1,000. It's more likely than you might think, but it's still pretty unlikely, right? Okay. If you trade 1 to 3 risk to reward, right, you risk $100 to make $300. If you're a break-even trader and you're trading in a random market, the chances of you losing 10 trades in a row, guess, it's 1 in like 20. It's about 1 in 20 is that you're going to lose 10 trades in a row. And so if you're risking 1%, you're out. 1 in 20, you just lose 10 trades in a row and you blew your prop firm account. Even if you risk only 0.5%, you're still more likely to lose 20 trades in a row and blow your account than you are and you're trading a 1 to 3 risk to reward than just losing 10 in a row at a 1-to-1. I'm saying a bunch of numbers here, but the point is trading a 1-to-1 just gives you much better chance of not blowing your account just due to dumb luck as a break-even trader. The fact is these numbers are worse for beginner traders who are actually negative. They're not break-even. They actually lose money. You lose more than you should win in a random market. In other words, a monkey taking random trades better than the vast majority, if not all, of beginners, because beginners don't break even. They lose money. So trading these lower risk to rewards, 1-to-1, 1-to-1.5. Again, it doesn't make you profitable, but it does give you more playing room. It helps you survive longer, and it lowers the risk of you blowing an account just due to dumb luck, right? I mean, a lot of trading is just luck. There's times when you can trade, do everything correctly, and you'll still lose. And so it just helps. What it does is it helps smooth out the highs and the lows, right? It just helps you, your profit loss kind of chart. If you trade 1-to-1, you're gonna lose a lot, but you're also gonna win a lot, and it's gonna be roughly even. It just helps kind of smooth that out and keeps big outliers from knocking you out of your prop firm, or if you're using your real money, from losing a lot of your own money. So that was the first reason. And for beginners, that's really, really important. Like, and making sure that you can survive long enough to learn is is huge. And not blowing prop firm accounts all the time and not losing all your money and not, you know, losing 10 trades in a row commonly is really, really important. The second big deal, and this might actually help your profitability, and I think it would help a lot of newer traders, is it helps your psychology. It's a lot harder to trade. It's a lot harder for your psychology to trade when you're losing a bunch and then trying to win it all back in these big hero wins, right? It's a lot easier to trade, let's say, win, loss, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, 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 loss, loss, win, loss. Much easier to trade that way than to trade loss, 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 win, loss, 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 win, win, loss, 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 right? That's tough. It's tough even for the best trader. It's really hard to go through times of serious downturn where you're losing a lot and then just kind of hoping and praying to get it all back in your one big hero save. And I feel like trading these higher risk rewards can cause that. It can cause this sort of, it can actually cause a sort of gambler's mentality where you're taking a lot of losses, but you're hoping to kind of win it back. Oh, this next one, I'll win it all back. And I know for myself, it could actually end up being a little bit problematic for me. And I found, just messing around with sort of these lower risk to rewards, again, nothing magical about it, but there is something kind of softening on your psychology to be able to kind of take you take a lot of losses, but you also get a lot more winners, and it kind of smooths out the highs and lows of day trading. And a lot of day traders burn out before they reach profitability because they just can't take the mental strain. It sucks. Day trading sucks sometimes. And so there's, you know, being able to take more of these, you know, have a lot more wins. I don't know. It can be helpful. I've just found it helpful. Again, there's nothing magic here. I'm not telling you anything that is kind of world shattering, but it's been helpful to me. And I think those two reasons are reasons enough to maybe just give it a try. Now this kind of bucks the traditional advice here. Because the vast majority of profitable traders will tell you, hey, at least 2-1, right? Or 1-2, whatever you're, you know, whichever direction you're talking there, right? You risk $100 to win 200. And there's a reason for that, but I think the reason is coming, I think it's reverse engineered. The reason that all these successful traders tell you to trade higher risk to reward is because they already have an edge, right? They have an edge. And so let's say, for example, you're trading 1-1 and you win 60% of your trades. Well, you're a profitable trader now, right? If you're risking 1-1 and you win 60% of your trades, you're profitable. Now you can look back into your journal and go, you know what? My winners, yeah, I'm winning them, but they actually, most of them keep running. Most of them keep running up to, you know, up to two times my risk. So I'm winning them, but I'm leaving some money on the table here. Maybe I can move my take profit a little bit. I'm going to start trading 1-1.5 or 1-2. And because you have an edge, the profitable traders are able to push that take profit further and play around with that based off of past performance. My whole thing with these lower risk rewards is for the beginners who are still searching for their edge, right? You're still working on it. You're still putting time in the market because you're developing an edge. You haven't developed one yet. In that case, it doesn't help you to have higher risk to reward, right? All you're doing is making the potential to blow your account much higher because you're giving more room for bad luck to give you streaks of losses and knocking you out. And day trading is all about survivability. And so in that case, that's why I think for beginners who don't yet have an edge, I think these lower risk rewards can be really helpful. Now, let me just put some caveats here, right? Because it's pretty well known that beginning traders, they win a lot of trades, but they win a lot of trades and have negative negative risk rewards. So they risk $100 to win 50. And that is because they screw around with their stop losses and with their take profits, right? So a caveat, if you want to try this out and trade lower risk to reward, make sure you're not screwing around with your stop loss and take profit, all right? You're just doing one-to-one, so don't even mess with it. You take a trade, just leave it, and if you lose it, you lose it. If you win it, you win it. So don't mess around with it. Just make it so that every time you lose the exact same amount of money, and every time you win the exact same amount of money. Don't mess around with it. And secondly, if you're trading these lower risk rewards, make sure you still trade the same way, right? Just because you're trading one-to-one doesn't mean you hop into bad trades or you try to take some weird reversal that you don't typically take just because you're trying to squeeze out one quick win. You still trade the exact same way in the exact same spot that you always do. You're just taking your win a little bit earlier. Because that way you can get you're still practicing the exact same move. You're still looking for good setups. You're just taking the money a little bit earlier to try to get more wins under your belt. And in that case, for me, it's been really interesting to play around with. Been a lot of fun. It is painful, and this is where my trade comes in. Be prepared. The one reason I think a lot of, especially beginners, don't like trading one-to-one is because, like I mentioned before, the gambler mindset. It feels good to get these big wins, and it feels painful, really painful, to take profit early and then have your trade continue on. And just the other day, I took a trade. If anybody was watching the market tanked. I mean, it tanked. I trade the Dow, I trade the NASDAQ, and I took a trade, I believe on the Dow, I don't believe it was the NAS. I took a trade on the Dow, a one-to-one short, and I took this trade on, I trade 1 minute candles, so I took this one-to-one trade, I took it short, price dropped, and I won the trade. It was beautiful. And then price just kept dropping. If anybody was watching, I believe this was Wednesday. If anybody was watching the market that day, it might have been Thursday, take it back. I bought literally the top. I mean, the tippy top. I could not have bought higher. and price just cratered. You literally could have gotten a 20-to-1, a 30-to-1 out of this thing. It was wild. So I posted that trade and went, man, it just physically hurts. Because there's always that party. There's always that FOMO, right? That gets to you. And I think that, again, that's why most people don't like one-to-ones, because we have this intrinsic desire to have these big hero wins. There's something to be said about consistency. There's something to be said about, you know, kind of stifling that monster inside of you that begs for these big, juicy winners, the kind of that pride, that ego inside of you. And I found it really helpful. I, again, this isn't some magic thing to help you be profitable, but it is something that I think will help you smooth out your wins and losses, help you survive prop firm challenges longer, and maybe help your psychology while you're at it. Give you a bit more wins under your belt, help you kind of solidify your strategy before maybe eventually, as you gain an edge, pushing that risk reward a little further. It's been helpful for me. I thought it might be helpful for you. I hope you guys are able to maybe try it out. Tell us what you think. Shoot us a DM, shoot us an email. And tell us what you think. But best of luck, and I hope you guys have some fun trading this week.